Hello everyone, welcome to Future of Cybersecurity podcast. This is Rasul Irfan and today's episode is Generative AI and guidance to cybersecurity leaders and practitioners. Generative AI is the ability of a computer program to create brand new, completely original variations of content. It could be images, videos, speech, and text. Gen AI has the potential to significantly impact shareholder value by providing new and disruptive opportunities to increase revenue, reduce cost, and improve productivity. In the near future, Gen AI will become a competitive advantage and a differentiator. So let's understand the Gen AI markets. It's composed of four segments. To me, Gen AI is not a market per se. It permeates across entire technology stack and across major verticals. The new way of interface with technology is bringing disruption to the technology usage for both consumers and workers. I categorize those four segments as number one, infrastructure providers, number two, model providers, number three, AI engineering function, and fourth, generative AI apps. The first, infrastructure providers, is nothing but a segment that comprises of vendors of infrastructure. It could be both hardware, IaaS, and PaaS offerings to support the Gen AI need for compute, storage, and network. It also includes software providers offering capabilities for infrastructure orchestration, tuning, and scaling for Gen AI development and application in production. The second segment, which is the model provider, it offers access to commercial or open source foundation models such as large language model and other type of generative algorithm such as genetic evolutionary algorithm or simulations. These models can be provided for developers to embed into their application or be used as a base model for fine-tuning customized models for the software offerings. The third function, AI engineering, there are many vendors in this space and they are made up of incumbent or startup vendors covering full model lifecycle management, specifically adjusted to and catering to development, refinement, and deployment of generative AI models and other Gen AI artifacts in the production application. The fourth business function, which is the Gen AI application use cases, is for user experience and task automation to accelerate and assist the completion of a user desired outcomes. When embedded in an experience, Gen AI offers a richer contextual for singular tasks such as generating and editing text, code, images, and other multimodal output. As an emerging capability, process-aware generative agents can be prompted by users to accelerate workflows that tie multiple tasks together. Security leaders to protect their organization Gen AI initiatives. A proliferation of over-optimistic Gen AI announcement in the security and risk management market could still drive promising improvements, but also lead to waste and disappointments. Consumption of Gen AI applications such as large language model from business experiments and unmanaged ad hoc employee adoption creates new attack surfaces. Many businesses are rushing to capitalize on their IP and develop their own Gen AI applications, creating new requirements for AI application security. Attackers will use Gen AI. They started the creation of more seemingly authentic content, fishing loose and impersonating human at scale. The uncertainty about how successful they can leverage Gen AI for more sophisticated attacks will require more flexible cybersecurity roadmaps. Chief Information Security Officer need to be empowered addressing those Gen AI impact. Number one, what if my security team wants to leverage for Gen AI use cases? What if my business's team want to evaluate, experiment, and perform the proof of concept around Gen AI applications? What if my business team continued to consume the GenAI product? What if my organization targeted by an AI attacker? These are the questions that Chief Information Security Officer has to provide. The guidance for security leaders in generative AI initiatives are broadly been summarized in 10 points. Number one, you can run experiments starting with targeted and narrow use cases in the security operation and application security area. Second point, establish or extend existing metrics to benchmark to measure expected productivity improvement. Third, identify changes in the data processing and supply chain dependencies require transparency about data usage. Four, adopt documentation and traceability procedures to ensure knowledge augmentation. Five, choose fine-tuned or specialized model that align with the relevant security use cases. Six, prepare and train your team for dealing with direct and indirect impacts. 7. Upskill talents. DeepLearning.ai is an education technology company that is empowering the global workforce to build an AI-powered future through world-class education. 8. Apply AI PRISM principle, AI trust, risk, and security management principle, which involves AI model governance, trustworthiness, fairness, reliability, robustness, efficiency, and data protection. 9. Consider the data security options when training and fine-tuning models, notably the potential impact on accuracy and additional cost. 10. Adapt to hybrid development models such as front-end wrapping, providing hosting for third-party models, and custom GenAI applications with in-house model and fine-tuning. I'm aware that GenAI is going to continue to evolve and we may find more recommendations in the near future too. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.